Police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. From Genesis to Revelations, yes, the next generation will be. Hear me. All the crimes committed day by day, no one tried to stop it in any way. All the peacemakers turned war officers. Hear what I say. Police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. But no. head it shakes, his fingers clutch. Watch his body ride on the gypsy.
can you see me? Can I help to cheer you? Tommy, 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 can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me? Can I help to cheer you?
WRCT Pittsburgh, when it doesn't make any sense.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is Eric Harrison enjoying some whiskey before breakfast with Mando Richard. Wednesdays at 11 a.m. here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Drink up, Yinzers.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh. WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware. WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee. WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia. And Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. As if you didn't know, I'm Mando Richard. And we've got a show that I think you will enjoy. Bunches and Bunches. It's a mixture of Liquored Up songs and holiday songs and gospel songs and new songs and old songs. We've got a lot of stuff. As we usually do, we're going to start off on the Liquored Up side of the family. As I look down the list, it looks like these are all Liquored Up songs that have a holiday theme. We're going to start off with John Denver's medium-sized hit from 1975. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. Thanks for tuning in.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Just last year, when I was only 7, now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came home a 11:15 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Mama smiled, looked outside the window. told me, son, you better go upstairs. Then you laughed and hollered, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. No, I don't want to see my mama cry.
Uncle Fred gave him a bottle, gave him a bottle of gin. Uncle Fred, he didn't know Dad was on the wagon again. Me and my brother, we don't care. We got good stuff this year. I got a G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip. And my brother got camping gear. Dad's drunk again on Christmas. It always goes like this. Let the dog have chocolate, fell down in the kitchen, and mama's really pissed, 'cause Dad's drunk again on Christmas. She's at the stove, burning up the bacon, pulling on a cigarette. I hope you got her something good, maybe she'll fall. I don't think she ought to worry that he's not getting me. He got her a longer burger basket and some decorating magazines. And Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Always goes like this. Gave chocolate to the dog, fell down in the kitchen, and mama's really pissed, 'cause Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Gotta go to Uncle Bill's now, the family party's over there. We got cable TV with the HBO, and the girl cousins will be there. Oh no, what's he doing there in the manger scene? He's rearranging all the cows. He's got them doing dirty things. And Dad's drunk again on Christmas. It always goes like this. Gave chocolate to the dog, fell down in the kitchen, and mama's really pissed. Dad's drunk again on Christmas. I think the day went pretty good. I feel all warm inside. She didn't make him sleep on the sofa, and nobody cried. Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Mom's gonna have to drive. Left the parking brake on and the car smells funny, but we made it home alive. And Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Dad's drunk again on Christmas.
We hurry through town looking for a restaurant. They're all full except for a low-life pawn. rough to the core with sawdust on the floor. We sing as we pound our tall frosty mugs. We wish you a Merry Christmas, the best Christmas by far. Christmas in a dive bar. There's no figgy pudding to celebrate, just burgers and fries heaped on a plate. No Yule log to warm our hearts, just whiskey and beer as we grow our dogs. The chairs at our table slowly increase as more weary travelers join our feast. We laugh and we sing a right jolly old fun. Is it just me or are we all drunk? We sing as we pound our tall frosty mugs. We wish you a Merry Christmas, the best Christmas by far. Christmas in a dive bar. Christmas by far. Christmas in a dive bar. The best Christmas by far. Christmas in a dive bar.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
This is Thor, the Metal Avenger. When I'm not on tour destroying stages around the world and partying like the party never ends, I'm enjoying a little whiskey before breakfast with Mando Richard.
Still and low across the stubbled fields of snow, and angry skies reach down to see the sorry blackened bones of trees. In the dead of winter, when the silent snowbirds come, you're my sweet maple sugar honey, hot buttered rum. Line the streets and failing stations, and dime store centers can't disguise their empty hands and empty eyes. In the dead of winter, when the tinsel angels come, you're my sweet maple sugar honey, hot butter.
Thank you.
sung, and songs of love are left unsung. In the dead of winter, when those cold feelings come, you're my sweet maple sugar honey, hot butter rum. You're my sweet maple sugar honey, hot butter rum.
You listen to Los Straitjackets play Christmas in Las Vegas from a record they put out in 2002 called Tis the Season for Los Straitjackets. Let me tell you about the Liquored Up set, which opened up today's show. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from John Denver. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. That was a fun hit for him back in 1975 on that record, Rocky Mountain Christmas. Then, Rod Picott. P-I-C-O-T-T, gave us Dad's Drunk Again on Christmas. I played that from a compilation called December Songs 13. Then a song from last year, Carolyn Ireley, telling the story of celebrating Christmas in a dive bar. That's from her 2020 record, The Sunny Side of Life. Then after the PSA, I played a really, really beautiful song, one of my favorite winter songs, Lori Lewis and Tom Rosen doing Hot Buttered Rum from their 1999 record, Winter's Grace. Next set's a little bit eclectic, but I'm sure you will enjoy it. Starts off with Peter Keane doing a really fine version of Diamond Joe. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Now there is a man you'll hear about most anywhere you go, and his holdings are in Texas. And his name's Diamond Joe. And he carries all his money in a diamond-studded jaw. And he never was much bothered by the process of the law. Well, hard out Diamond Joe, boys, I did offer him my hand. And he gave me a string of horses so old he could not stand. I nearly starved to death, boys, he did mistreat me so. And I never saved a dollar in the pay of Diamond Joe. When I was Brett, it was Corn Dodger, and his meat he could not chaw, and he drove me near distracted with the wagging of his jaw and the telling of his stories. Well, I aim to let you know that there never was around her who could lie like Diamond Joe. But I tried three times to quit him, but he did argue so that I'm still punching cattle in the pay of Diamond Joe. And when I'm called up yonder, when it comes my time to go, give my blankets to my buddies, give the fleas to Diamond Joe.
Many one sings the grass, and many one sings the corn. There's many one sings bold Robin Hood knows little where he was born. It was not in the bare stone hall, nor in the painted bower, but it was in the good green wood between the leaf and flower. Now Willie was large of limb and life, and come of high degree, and he has gone to Earl Richard to serve for meat and fee. Earl Richard had one daughter fair, and Janet was her name. She's fallen in love with Willie there, and in his arms she's laid. When 6 months they were gone and past, and 9 months drawing near, this Janet fell to weary woe that filled her heart with fear. Oh, narrow seems my gown, Willie, that used to seem so wide, and gone is all my rosy cheek that used to be my bride. And if my father should find out what's passed between you and me, before that he should eat or drink, he'd hang you to a tree. So they have fled into the wood, and there the night was done. Beneath the branches of an oak, she's born to him a son. And daylight drawing near, Earl Richard had a dreary dream that filled his heart with fear. He's called to his merry men by one, by two, by three, saying, where, oh, where is my daughter fair that she's not come to me? They sought her forth, they sought her back, they sought her up and down, and north and south and east and west, they sought her all around. And when the day was almost past and night was nearly come, they found her in the good green wood, nursing a fine young son. Thank you. baby then and sat it on his knee. Saying, though I'd see your father hung, your mother's dear to me. He's kissed it once and twice again, my grandson I declaim. And Robin Hood in the good green wood, and that shall be your name. So there's many one sings the grass, and many one sings the corn. There's many one sings bold Robin Hood, knows little where he was born. It was not in the bare stone hall, nor in the painted bower, but it was in the good green wood between the leaf and flower.
Hey folks, this is April Virch of Newbury and Virch, and Richard was asking me about the song Martin Luther's Tree, which is one that I co-wrote with Linda Dawson, and Joe Newbury and I included it on our Christmas recording, which is titled On This Christmas Day. And this song's really special to me. Linda and I looked up various accounts of Martin Luther bringing in the very first Christmas tree for his children. And we found different versions of the story and some paintings depicting it. And that was our inspiration. And it's a lovely reminder, I think, of the importance of holiday traditions to parents and to children. And the course is actually a direct link to Martin Luther. It's almost word for word what he wrote in 1531. I really hope that you'll enjoy hearing it, and thanks to Richard for giving it a spin.
Tall and proud and green, it stood on a tabletop so all the kids could see. A gift from their father, it filled them with delight and kept the cold and dark at bay with candles burning bright. Father said in wintertime, things are brown and dry, these branches green and full of life help keep our faith alive. The candles shine just like the star that led the wise men to the king. Then he sat the children down and taught them all to sing. Good news from heaven the angels bring, glad tidings to the earth they sing. Unto us this day a child is born, to crown us with the joys of heaven. When I was a little girl, on cold long winter nights, I'd lie beneath the Christmas tree and stare up at the lights. Mom would read the Christmas story as we put popcorn on a string. Dad would gather us around as a family we would sing. Good news from heaven the angels bring, glad tidings to the earth they sing. Unto us this day a child is born, to crown us with the joys of heaven. I can see it in their eyes, the excitement and the joy when our Christmas tree arrives. They I tell them about the night God sent his son to earth below to bring us hope and light. Good news from heaven the angels bring. Glad tidings to the earth they sing. Unto us this day a child is born to crown us with the joys of heaven. To crown us with the joys of heaven.
We're back to a holiday-themed bed, aren't we? This is Tony Ray, Tim Crouch, and Ethan Burkhart doing Christmas Time Is Here from... Hey, that's a single they just put out this year, Christmas Time Is Here. Anyway, those Vince Guaraldi Christmas tunes are classics for this time of year. Tell you about that set of music you just heard on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Peter Keen has a new record out called Blues, Ballads, and Cowboy Songs, and from that we played Diamond Joe. I thought that was a wonderful version of it. Then Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra gave us The Birth of Robin Hood. That's from a new EP they just put out called The Turning Year. Then April Virch introduced a song that's on the new holiday record she and Joe Newberry just released called On This Christmas Day. So you heard Joe Newberry and April Virch performing Martin Luther's Tree. Then going back to 2009, one of my favorite songs in the country music repertoire, but here performed by the Missy Werner Band, a bluegrass band, Snowbird. And that's from their 2009 record, Drifting and Dreaming. This next set is all holiday music, and I think you will enjoy every single one of these tunes. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
I shiver on this lonely Christmas Eve, waiting and watching for the snow. Pressing against the window with my nose, my toes are froze. Baby, come meet my gingerbread man. Warm me up as fast as you can. Kiss my lips with cinnamon spice. Let's get naughty, it'll be so nice. Turn on my oven, no cookie cutter loving. You got the recipe. Snows outside this cozy hideaway. Santa won't be stopping by for me or you, 'cause we'll be making mischief here for days. He'll fly right over. Baby, come be my gingerbread man. Warm me up as fast as you can. Kiss my It'll be so nice. Some sugar, my gingerbread man.
I've ever been. I never took a chance on old lady love, for I figured she'd never let me win. There's nothing like the feel of a good woman's love to ease a worried man's pain. Now all I have left is a 40-acre farm, a picture and a gold watch and chain. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home and the whippoorwill sees the call. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home, that's when I'll miss you most of all. Well, old man Winter's found his way, for he was here when you went away, and he froze these tears upon my face. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home and the whippoorwill cease to call. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home, that's when I'll miss you most of all. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home and the whippoorwill cease to call. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home, that's when
I'll miss you most of all.
Hey guys, what's the problem?
The weather.
What do you mean? It's warm and beautiful outside.
Exactly. No snow, no Santa. Which means I've been good all year for nothing.
This is gonna be a miserable Christmas.
Well, maybe not, fellas.
Well, I've been sort of worried about Santa Claus this year.
You're worried? My life's riding on this delivery.
'Cause we live away down south and it didn't snow down here. But I'm telling you not to worry, 'cause I just got the word. Everybody listen closely and I'll tell you what I heard.
What?
Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. 'Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Oh boy, this is great! This means we can get our presents. What are you asking for, Alan?
Well, you know, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Excellent! More room in the pickup for my stuff!
Well, Alvin, don't you think you might be missing the point of Christmas?
Nope.
Santa can't bring his reindeer, he'll leave them far away.
Will they be all right?
They'll be fine.
But don't you worry about him, he's gonna be here Christmas Day. He's got a big red pickup with four-wheel drive and all. And there's gonna be a Merry Christmas for all. Santa's coming in a pickup of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. 'Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me. Yeah, Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Really huge, right? Not one of those
mini cabs. Well, I'm not sure, Alvin. Why? What are you asking for?
A crane.
You mean one of those remote things?
No, a 747. I don't think a pickup's gonna cut it, Alan. Ugh. As long as he's changing his means of transportation, why doesn't he drive a train?
A train?
A train wouldn't be practical, Alvin. It needs trucks, so it could only stop in certain areas.
But guys, I gotta tell you now, you're really missing the point.
Wait, I know. What about a blimp? Brilliant, Theodore. Alan, call Santa. He'll listen to you, especially since you don't want anything.
I'm not calling Santa, Alvin.
Tell him to dump the pickup. We need something much bigger.
No, you need to think much smaller.
Easy for you to say. You're not a kid anymore.
Well, even as a kid, I never asked for a 747.
That's because they didn't have them when you were a kid.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Simon, get Santa on the phone. Tell him Alan Jackson, the famous country singer, wants to talk to him.
Simon, put that phone down.
Hello?